From Delray Beach, Florida, welcome to Life Change Weekend with Dr. Dino Padrone. Hear the stories of individuals who, through their conversion experiences, books written, ministry served, special truths from Scripture, or trips taken, tell their story. These stories and teachings are life-changing. So thank you for joining us, and get set for some life change. Here is your host, Dr. Dino Padrone.
Thank you so much, David, and it's great joy having you with us today on Life Change Weekend. And on Life Change Weekend, we often have people's testimonies or people have written books. We share some insights on theology, and we always have a guest on, but today it's going to be just a little bit different. Many of you know that we have begun a Bible college online through our ministry. And I've been talking to a number of our different staff people that are now a part of this ministry that we call Dino Padrone Ministries. And they have suggested what I do is simply talk to you in this half hour together about what God is doing in this particular work in starting a Bible college. After many years of serving the Lord through pastoring, overseeing an international and state school association, and leading one of the oldest Bible colleges in America, it was time for us, and I say us, I mean my family, to go into something a little bit different that we felt led of the Lord to do for quite some time. And we began a family foundation. The purpose of the family foundation is simply to help people grow their faith. So we have been doing this the last 2 or 3 years. I speak in conferences. I travel almost every weekend preaching somewhere. We do overseas trips, although because of my wife's health, we have held back on our overseas trips. There are a number of books that we have written. We've had several books that I have written. Others in our ministry have written some books, and they are available to the public. But also what we're trying to do is to provide relationship building through tools and resources, through literature and education, through online courses at Padrone Ministry College, conferences, trips, and multimedia in order to help individuals in their life continue to go on to the fullest extent of what God has for them. And so in these years that are getting now older for me, I am very excited about what God has called us to do. And I want to just talk to you about it here. And if nothing more, you can at least pray for us about it. There may be some people who want to be a student at our college. The first semester begins in just a few weeks, the second week of August. We are very delighted. We nearly have our enrollment goal already reached, and we have begun with this school. Let me tell you a little bit about why this school was put together. I want to tell you that I believe in the Bible college education. There are wonderful, wonderful Bible colleges around America. I'm very familiar with many of them, very familiar with their leadership. And I thank God for every one of them. My burden was to start one that we called a school without walls, meaning it's a school that God is going to greatly use, we feel, but it's going to be simply an online school. Now, if somebody has a church whereby they want to teach some classes there with our online programming, they're more than welcome to do that. But we're not going to be putting money into buildings and other things like that. What we have is a post place where we have our mail come. It's a virtual post office. And we have our faculty put together. They're all over the world, actually, that are going to be teaching for us. And we're really excited. So let me give you an article I put together. And if you go to our webpage at DinoPadroneMinistries.com and click on where it speaks about the college, you'll see this letter that I sent to the public. And here's what it says. Allow me to be the first to introduce you to Padrone Ministry College. PMC believes in a calling for life. Because of this core belief, PMC is committed to offering a wonderful opportunity. PMC is committed to helping you find and know your calling that will lead you into life vocations. Often a call to ministry is interpreted as a call for a minister to preach, and that's wonderful. A call to preach is found in numerous scriptural passages. However, the preacher who is called to preach does not constitute the only call to ministry. There are three Greek words used in the New Testament that refer to a call to ministry, which simply means servanthood. The first signifies one who serves. The second is a reference to a public officer fulfilling their responsibility. The third is a nautical term of a seaman doing their part to help guide the ship. These three terms help to form the idea that everyone has the potential to utilize their God-given gifts to fulfill a life that will be satisfying and deeply fulfilling. So our online college is looking for students who are unique. Utilizing the amazing world of social media, we present offerings in three areas of study. The first is for those who want to study the Bible along with those who sense a deep desire for the ministry. The Wall Street Journal recently headlined, "Houses of Worship Fear Clergy Shortage as Many Resign During the Pandemic." In religious groups across the country, members are stepping down from the pulpit. This slide has been happening for years. At our college, we are dedicating ourselves to those who want to know the Bible, and if you just want to study the Bible, you're welcome to come to our college, but also for individuals who will be in ministries in local churches and parachurch ministries. The next area of concentration is education. For 10 years, I had the privilege of leading one of America's largest state school associations. I quickly learned about the huge shortage of school teachers with a biblical worldview. At our college, we plan on providing some of the finest educators in the field to prepare for a generation of educators. We want to help those who want to teach become the best that they can. The next area of concentration is the idea of global impact. Missions is rapidly changing. Research in areas of child development, global development of cultural changes, and church growth movements are opening a world of opportunities across the globe. We want our students to rise to the occasion of seeing the immense world that lies before them. God is doing what God is raising up for our ministries. The first feature is a commitment to global instruction, whereby a student can learn in a setting that provides dialogue with students around the world. I remember going to Bible college. It was one of the best experiences I ever had in my life. I had the privilege of going to Davis College. I went on to other university, and I went on to Luther Rice Seminary and Clarksville School of Theology. I went to a number of places studying the Word of God, and I learned God's Word. I learned to love the Word of the living God. What we want to do is we want our students to rise to the occasion of seeing the immense world that lies before them. There's a great move today with church growth movements, opening a world of opportunities around the globe, and we want to connect students to this. There are several features that are unique to our college. The first feature is that commitment to global instruction. We already have a number of students enrolling from Africa, for example. We have students from Asia that are talking with us right now about enrolling. The second feature in the college is, I think, one of the most unique features of all. It is a mentoring program whereby each student will have a spiritual, academic, and vocational mentor. We are going to pay those mentors. Since this is a school without walls, and we're not building walls and have to repair buildings and repair sidewalks and finding mentors, and we already have a team of mentors put together, and these mentors are going to be teaching and training the young people, not academically in the classroom, but the plan is to have each mentor fully vetted and qualified to enter into the life of the student. The threefold mentoring program will set our college in a unique position to prepare a generation of students who are ready with spiritual, academic, and vocational preparation. You may want to be a mentor, and if you are interested, go to our webpage again, dunipodroneministries.com. Go to the college section, and we'll tell you about the mentoring, and you can fill out the application and get it to us. The third feature is that the college is under our ministries, our foundation, a 501(c)(3) nonprofit which reaches people worldwide, providing relationship building through life groups, helping minister to those in need, providing tools and resources through literature and education through online courses, conferences, trips, and multimedia in order to help individuals grow their faith and live faith to the fullest. So my friend, our college is committed to using the online format for students. Online classes are convenient. They're flexible, they're affordable, they have the potential to unlock learning opportunities and foster interaction. The student will learn self-disciplinary skills with access to mentors who will become life coaches to them. We're very excited about this. Our school, I will tell you, is not going to be for everyone. If you're going to a good Bible college, you enjoy the good Bible college you're at. But this school will be for the many who are looking for a unique opportunity in a pioneering environment. Our team is ready, able, and qualified to be a blessing to you. And so again, go to our webpage at DinaBedroMinistries.com and get the information. I'm thankful for everyone who will come along as we find our calling in life together. And as we serve the Lord together, I'm saying to you, this is our joy, this is our blessing, and this is our commitment to you. We are so thrilled to be able to offer this to you. Just a few weeks ago, we launched the school. We launched the school in Stuart, Florida, and we are at the Tropical Farms Baptist Church. And Tropical Farms Baptist Church is a wonderful place that God has raised up, where one of our board members is the pastor there. He used to be pastor in the Binghamton, New York area at the Calvary Baptist Church, Pastor Bill Snyder. And we launched there. We had an invitation to about 30 people, key leaders, to come into that. Then we had dozens and dozens of people on Zoom watching it. Let me tell you a little bit about our board of directors. Our chairman is Dr. Jerry Traister. Dr. Traister and I have been friends now for over 60 years. That's hard to believe, or I should say right at 60 years. And he has been the past international director of Children's Bible Missions. He has been a tremendous leader in so many fields. He is the chairman of our board. Our treasurer is Dr. Bill Dykes. Dr. Bill Dykes was a gospel singer with the Cathedrals, with Jerry Goff and so many other groups. Bill Dykes is now an associate pastor of a church. He has in the past been a very key member of the banking industry. Our secretary is Dr. Don Dion. Dr. Dion has an earned doctor's degree, and God is greatly using him in a wonderful way in teaching, and he's a very good expert in the area of prophecy. The members of our board include, as I've already mentioned, Pastor Bill Snyder, Andrew Cromwell. He is a wonderful businessman. Just a kind of a side note, at the early age of 40, he retired and has gone into other businesses now, and he's going to be a great help to our school. Pastor Danny King, out of South Africa, is going to be one of our professors, a wonderful leader, an international evangelist, as well as pastoring a local church in Hollywood, Florida. Labami King, his wife, also an educator, will be with us. So glad to have her on the team. Cynthia Rodriguez is our attorney on the staff. And then also we have Maurice Tamayo and Peggy Tamayo, business people who are dedicated to helping people to find their way financially in life. This is our board. The Vice President of Operations is Pastor Mike Sanders of the Great Open Door Church of Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, a dear friend of mine, and that church was a church that was very close to my heart for years. Our Vice President of Academics is Dr. Joanna Oster, a graduate of Florida Atlantic University, graduate also of Palm Beach Atlantic and Liberty University. Our Academic Chair is Amy Garvin. And Amy has a graduate's degree from Liberty University. The pastoral chair is going to be Pastor Mark Chamberlain. I've known Mark for many years and preached in his church many years. He has a great gift of teaching. The mission chair is Pastor Ron Susek. Ron Susek has been an evangelist for many years. He is on many, many networks on television all around the world now. God has raised up 17 different networks that he is on, and you ought to look him up under his name. He is a wonderful prophecy preacher. He'll be chairing the mission department, and we are glad to have Pastor Rick Ramsey, who will be the chair of the mentoring department. Pastor Ramsey has many years of ministry. Olubami King, as I've already mentioned, will be our student support mentor. And we also are glad to have others joining our team, including the Director of Business Office, Terry Sanders, and Director of IT, being Austin Sanders. Now, here are the faculty, some of the faculty members. Alice Stoner, a graduate with a master's degree of Grand Canyon University. Carl McKee with a Master of Science and Master of Education degree from the Shippensburg University. Julie Lewis, Master of Education from the University of Phoenix. Conroy Lewis, also a pastor, a wonderful pastor. He has a Master of Arts in Religion from Liberty University. Pastor Dan King, as I've already mentioned, has a master's degree from Belmont. Robert Navarro, who is a three-time Grammy Award winner, expert musician, a graduate of a master's degree from New York University. Roxana Vancia, with a PhD from the University of France and a University of Timișoara in Romania, also a PhD. She has two PhD degrees. She'll be teaching in many of our sciences and general classes. Thomas Concagna, who is a former sports editor for a newspaper and now a principal of a school. He has his master's from Shippensburg University. I'm glad my son Jonathan Padron will be joining us. He has a Master of Arts degree in education, a Master of Divinity degree, and a Doctor of Education degree. I've already mentioned to you Amy Garvin and my daughter, Joanna Oster. I'm so glad she has her master's degree in education, again, from Florida Atlantic, and her Liberty degree in Doctor of Education. And Mark Chamberlain's master's is from Belmont. This is the team that God has put together. And I want to say to you, it's just a wonderful group of people that we are so thankful and delighted to have as a part of our team. You're listening into Life Change Weekend, and today is different because, as many of you know, we have started an online college, and we wanted to talk to you a little bit about that today and to help you to understand what God is doing. And for those of you that have interest in perhaps becoming a student, if you have interest perhaps in getting involved in some area of the school, perhaps as a mentor, maybe you want to apply as a teacher, simply go to Dina Padron Ministries and go to the college section, and you'll find that we're there and we can help you. Our school is approved through the Department of Education in Florida with a religious exemption. And as soon as we're able to, we will be a fully accredited school, and we're looking forward to having our accreditation program put together. There are many courses that we're offering at the college, and I would not have the time possibly to go through many of the courses that are there, but you will find that we are providing a very strong biblical foundation. Very shortly, we'll be teaching some of the important classes in Bible in the area of the Pauline epistles. Of course, one of the most popular classes is Life of Christ. We are taking some of the finest of textbooks that we can find in the world to be a part of this. One of the things I would say to those who want to be preaching, we will be teaching the art of preaching. But also, I am really excited about training a generation of school teachers who want to be able to go out and to teach. We're looking at school teachers in Christian school teachers internationally, and Christian schools teachers in the public school. We'd like to see them there. The music program of our college will be very unique because it's under the direction of Robert Navarro. And you may want to look his name up, Google it. As I said, he's a three-time Grammy Award winner. What a blessing he is to our college. I've gotten to know Robert the last few years here in South Florida. He plays so many instruments. He leads worship. He teaches worship in churches. And what a wonderful man of God he is. And we're so glad to have him on the team. So this is about Dina Padron Ministry College. That's actually called the Padron Ministry College. Now, let me tell you why our name is in on the college. When we were putting together our foundation, the thing we wanted to do was for people to easily find us on social media. We looked at all kinds of names. We investigated all kinds of names. We found names that we were approved for, names that we could not be approved for. But then somebody had the great idea. There aren't many Padrones in the world. In fact, there's only one Dina Padron that we have found anywhere in the world. Maybe there's more, but one that we found, and if I remember correctly, was actually living in Hawaii. And so we said, just use our last name, Padron, because it's easy to get to in social media, and it's a ministry college, which is what we're doing. And so that's what we have done. We simply call it Padron Ministry College, and it's because we want to be able to have people easily find us. I'm an older man, but I have no doubt in my mind the world, the social media that we are looking at today is going to be with us for many, many, many years. And we want to stay as current as we possibly can with that. And we want to do everything we can to make that a blessing to people. So if you're interested in getting information, go to TinoPedroMinistries.com and get information off that about the college. That's TinoPedroMinistries.com. You can go to Pedro Ministries as well to get other things. But then go to the ministry page for the college. It simply says there, PMC, Pedro Ministry College. And I've given you an overview today of what God is doing. And this is different from what we normally do on our Saturday broadcast. We always have guests on. We talk about other ministries. But so many of our team members have said, listen, we need to talk about the college, and you need to just take a broadcast and spend time doing that. So that's what I've been doing. The fall schedule is in place. You can read of that. When you go to Pedro Ministry College, you can look at the courses that will be offered then. Again, we are starting this fall. Courses offered 2023 and 24 academic year. We can make it very easy for you. You can click on the course description. You can click on the textbooks. You can find the profs that are going to be teaching these courses, and we're getting lined up. Just the other day, we had our first faculty meeting. I was not even there. This is all done by Zoom. It's all done online. People all over the world are on. Dr. Oster led that meeting. There was a sense of excitement, a pioneering spirit, just the same as a missionary going to the field to serve. Expectancy that was there, that was just absolutely amazing. Thankful that God has raised up many other Bible colleges, and we endorse them. And again, if you're there at those schools, you stay there. But this is a new pioneering experience, and I, for one, am very blessed to be a part of it. And I look forward to what God is going to do for us in the days to come. So I want to thank you for listening in today. This is a different program, and this weekend we're making it different because it talks about this wonderful team that God has put together, and we are looking forward to what God is going to accomplish. I want to say just one other thing. Some of the roles that people can involved in when they take our classes, you can be a lead pastor, you can become associate, you can become a worship leader, you can become a Bible study leader, a youth pastor, a children's pastor, a family pastor, an indigenous mission worker, a global impact worker, a church planting worker. You can become a director of a nonprofit, ministry development directorship, educational administration, special education, elementary teacher, middle school teacher, high school teacher, and you can be an online educator. All of these things we're going to be training, and not only training, but I want to remind you, we're going to be mentoring people. In other words, there will be a mentor that every student will have, and they'll help you with your homework. They'll help you with your growth in the Lord. If you're struggling with your devotions, they'll help you with these things. Because that's what we want to do. We want to train a generation of young people. We want to join the many that have done these kind of things in the past. But the uniqueness of our school is the mentoring program. The uniqueness is that it's a school without walls. And we are really thrilled and really delighted that God is raising this place up. So thanks for listening in today. You've been listening in to Life Change Weekend. This is Dina Padron. I've been talking fast because I had a lot to say. I hope it wasn't too fast, but I'll tell you what, I'm excited what God is doing in our college. Go to DinaPadronMinistries.com and simply go to the college section, Padron Ministry College. All the information is there. The phone number to call is there. If you want to enroll, if you want to ask questions, if you want to apply as a faculty member, if you want to apply as a mentor, whatever it is that's on your heart, if you just want to read about it. And for all of you listening in, would you do this for us? Would you pray for us? Just pray for this college. Our broadcast goes to many places right now. This broadcast goes to Africa. We have a number of students from Africa that are already enrolling. We want to make a difference. So please pray for us. This is Gina Padron, Life Change Weekend. Thanks for listening in.
You have been listening to Life Change Weekend. Life Change is brought to you through the International Dino Padron Ministry, which includes radio, television, live stream programming, podcasts, literature, online education, the support of indigenous ministries, and progressive approaches to help people grow their faith. To receive our complimentary monthly newsletter, send your postal or email address to Dino Padron, dinopadronministries@gmail.com or dinopadronministries.org. That's dinopadron@gmail.com or dinopadronministries.org. Stay tuned to our weekday Bible study, Monday through Friday. Thank you for joining us, and we'll be with you next week on Life Change Weekend.